WRCOFM Radio Sports, brought to you today by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. We'll have a look back at high school basketball games from last night, girls and boys, and our featured broadcast. We'll look ahead to a couple of alumni tournaments going on in the area today, and we'll set the stage for the matchup of the second half of the season. You got it. The Packers and Bears.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. We had girls high school basketball on the radio last night as our featured game of the night. With details, here's Phil Nee.
Dodgeville won its first conference game with a 40-26 girls basketball victory at Richland Center Friday night. The Dodgers went up by 9 at halftime, 20-11, and led by 16 early in the second half before the Hornets made a run and got within 8 points with 5 minutes to play. Dodgeville hit 3 key free throws and a pair of 3-pointers to seal the win. Richland Center sophomore Kylie Burns led her team with 15 points. Carly Meaden added 4, J.C. Gander 3, and Ella Weiss and Addie Board each had 2 points. The team was 8-for-18 from the line. Dodgeville was paced by sophomore Abilene Bartz with 17. Freshman Emma Doherty had 11. And sophomore Lydia Riley scored 8 points. The Dodgers made 6 3-pointers, while the Hornets did not hit one from beyond the arc. The Dodgers were 8-for-21 from the line. It was a hotly contested JV game that nearly went 3 overtimes. The Hornets won in 2 overtimes, 30-28, over the Dodgers. With the 40-26 varsity win, Dodgeville is now 2-10 overall and 1-2 in the Southwest Conference, and they will play Belmont in non-conference action Monday night. The Hornets continue to search for a first win after their 11th loss to start the season. They will host Mauston on Tuesday. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other girls' finals from last night. Platteville, a big win over River Valley, 65-26. Prairie du Chien downed Lancaster, 54-35. DeSoto picked up the win against New Lisbon, 60-37. Wasika Steuben, 67. Brookwood, 30. River Ridge, Illinois, a 76-44 win over Southwestern. Wisconsin Heights, 43. Cambria Friesland, 38. And Black River Falls edged Toma, 47-46. In boys basketball news from last night, Ithaca was a winner over Waniwak Center, 73-34. Devin Iam had 19 for the Bulldogs. Sammy Clary put in 14. Casey Pomeroy totaled 12. For the Wolves of Waniwak Center, Gavin Olson had 10. The Riverdale boys team won for a second night in a row with a 65-39 win at Boscobel. The Bulldogs led 24-22 at halftime before the Chieftains put together a strong second half. Bevan Dennis had 28, Owen Blankenship scored 18 for Riverdale, Dawson Stitzer finished with 10 points for Boscobel. Mineral Point defeated Fenimore 63-35. It was Argyle and Highland battling, with the Highland Cardinals picking up the victory 60-48. Seneca 78 cashed in 23. Hillsboro got by Westby 61-56. River Ridge 68, Monticello 21. Cuba City over Iowa Grant 75-42. It was a 59-38 win for DeSoto over New Lisbon. Darlington 75, Southwestern 66. Potosi 80, Judah 43. Belmont down to Blackhawk 68-30. Barneveld with a big win over Benton, 82-40. Baraboo 49, Reedsburg 40. Wisconsin Dells a 63-46 win against Westfield. Sauk Prairie 77, Portage 37. Nacoosa picked up a win over Mauston 53-51. Toma 88, Black River Falls 77. And Sparta 68, Luther 54. The Richland Center boys basketball team will host Kenosha Indian Trail this afternoon. The men's alumni games get underway this morning and will lead right into JV1 action, which gets underway at 1:30. The varsity will follow around 3 p.m. The Ithaca Alumni Basketball Tournament will be held today as well. The women's game gets underway at 6 p.m. The men will tip off at 7:30. There'll be a three-point shooting contest at 5 p.m. There's a $5 donation to play in the games, and that will benefit Ithaca basketball programs. Not too late to sign up. Contact David Klang, 608-415-3267 or klandav@ithaca.k12.wy.us if you want to play in the women's game. And you can contact Aaron Hipsch if you want to play in the men's game. Aaron's phone number is 608-475-3601. Email aaron.hipsch@ithaca.k12.wy.us. John Blackwell set career highs with 32 points and 6 three-pointers, and Wisconsin finished with a program-best 21 makes from behind the arc in a 116-85 rout over Iowa last night in Madison. Wisconsin finished 40 of 61 from the field, including 21 of 31 from three-point range, to score its most points at the Kohl Center, its home arena, since 1998. The Badgers' previous best three-point mark was 18. That was back in 2020 with a victory over Nebraska. Luke Getsy is returning to the Roots and helping the Green Bay Packers after getting fired as the Las Vegas Raiders offensive coordinator earlier this season. Getsy had worked on Green Bay's staff from 2014 to 2017 and again from 2019 to 2021. He was the Packers quarterback's coach on Matt LaFleur's staff when Aaron Rodgers won back-to-back MVP awards in 2020 and 2021. Now, he's helping out from a different perspective by monitoring the Packers' defense. Getsy attended Green Bay's practice on Friday as the playoff-bound Packers prepare for their regular season finale at Lambeau Field against the Chicago Bears. It's Packers and Bears tomorrow, right here on WRCO-FM 100.9, pregame 10 a.m., kickoff set for noon. And three Green Bay Packers have been named to the NFC roster for the 2025 Pro Bowl. The game will take place February 2nd in Orlando. Green Bay players participating in the annual game will be running back Josh Jacobs, defensive end Rashawn Gary, and safety Xavier McKinney. For the first time since he was a rookie starter in 2018, Kansas City Chief quarterback Patrick Mahomes is not included. His favorite target, future Hall of Fame tight end Travis Kelce, is on the team.
Be ready for the snowball dance with a stunning corsage and stylish boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers in Richland Center. Julie and the girls will have you and your date looking extra special with a custom corsage and boutonniere that will provide the perfect accent to your look. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories. Call 383-1616.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.